Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, being able to hear His voice, being able to test His voice, and then as we go along, being able to communicate with Him. He doesn't just come and say, go this direction or head this way, and then leave us to our own devices. This is all about developing a deep, confident, intimate relationship with who God is and who we are. He never asks us to pretend. Now, sometimes He asks us to not respond or accommodate our temperament or even our beliefs. In other words, there may be times when He will ask us to step outside our comfort zone. But He will never ask us to pretend our faith. A lot of times we think that our faith, our acceptability in how we try new things or even things that we think we know how we're supposed to do things, that God is going to judge them based on success or our own idea of what that success would look like. We all have our own unique approach and our own unique history and our own unique temperament and relationship with God. And He knows that. I've been trying to figure out a good illustration of the interrelationship between our attitude and, shall we say, the next step we're taking here. And if we look at some of our likely shared experiences, odds are most of us at one point in time have had to learn how to drive. Now, it may have been quite some time ago, but think back. Learning to drive gives you a freedom where you are not dependent on someone else to take you where you need to go, or even where you want to go. But with it, there are costs involved. There are responsibilities, certainly. And, of course, restrictions. But the excitement and of having a greater level of control and the acknowledgement that learning to drive is part of being an adult. We, even if we aren't maybe totally thrilled about it, we accept that responsibility. Now, many, don't need to learn how to drive. There are some, you know, in big cities and stuff, people who never learn to drive because of the transportation is all available to them. But in a sense, they are restricted because they'll always have to live there. So we recognize that learning to drive is not just a convenience, but it gives us a freedom to move, and it increases our options. So we don't just look at driving in terms of, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, get to meet my responsibilities. I have to go to work or school or take care of things at home or whatever, just to be able to get around in an emergency. But for most of us, it would really affect our lives if we didn't have a car. Or didn't know how to drive. Now, whether at any time, say we have a friend in New York who never learned how to drive and really wanted to move, had a great job offer in another city, but felt tied down because he didn't know how to drive. Guess what? He can learn. He can investigate driving courses. He could do the research. He could borrow a car. He could rent one. He could do what was necessary to learn what he needed to learn to overcome his restrictions. Being in New York and not knowing how to drive was not something that was wrong with him. He didn't need to. He had other things to devote his time, energy, and attention to. But things change, and opportunities arise, and we want to be able to take full advantage of those opportunities. Likewise, we see where we're at now. Wherever we are, whatever level of skill we have at driving, it's become, for most of us, it's become second nature. We don't really think about it. We may think about how we're driving or where we're driving or taking care of our car or how much it costs to put gas in our tank. But we don't think about, well, maybe I shouldn't have learned how to drive. We take these things into account, and we recognize that they are part of our adult life. So hopefully you can see the tie-ins, the parallels that we are learning how to use new skills, new vehicles, new ways of getting around in the supernatural realm. Wherever you're at, there's nothing wrong with it. But there's more. There are more opportunities that you may be restricting yourself from if you're not willing to investigate the supernatural realm and your solical senses. When you drive, you're learning to develop eye-hand coordination and foot, hand, and eye coordination, and using your different mirrors and your particular car, how the gas works, the gas pedal and the brake, and you're learning all the things about your car and where, you know, your driving style, what kind of driving is comfortable for you. And that's your, those are your options. You are the one who determines how you drive, as far as, are you comfortable behind the wheel? Is it casual? When you get there, you get there. Or is it important to you to be there on time and to know exactly where you're going? Do you have one of those, direction verbal, you know, turn here, turn in 5 minutes, turn right? Or just go, well, I'll get there when I get there. Yeah, we're in the vicinity. We'll just stop for directions. Well, a lot of that is a reflection on your temperament. Some of it is on your history, who taught you how to drive, or stories you've heard. You know, I never even go through a yellow light because somebody, a friend of mine got hit doing that, and I don't want to go through what they went through. So we all have our own experiences regarding driving. And we also have our own experiences, our own history, what we've heard about the supernatural realm. But just as you learned how to drive, you can learn how to live and move and rule and reign in and over the supernatural realm. Just as you had to learn to develop that skill and now habit of checking all your mirrors before you back up, how to turn the steering wheel while you're braking and then switching your foot to the gas pedal. If you really thought about it, there's a lot going on there that you need to have all your senses working, because you can hurt someone. You can hurt yourself. You can damage your car. So because there's that potential for doing damage, we take into consideration the responsibility attached. And likewise in the supernatural realm, we recognize that there's a responsibility there, that just when you're driving a car, if you don't drive responsibly, you're basically a danger to others and yourself. In the supernatural realm, we're not going to look at how to take advantage of others or of God or even ourselves. We're not going to try to make ourselves be a certain way through what we learn in the supernatural realm. We are going to see, we approach the supernatural realm as an opportunity to depend on God more. Now, when you drive, where do you drive? Where do you start? Most people start right where they're at, right where they live, right where they're the most familiar. Before we get out on the highway, we learn the basics and we develop habits. We develop the skills, the reactions that we need before we get into heavy traffic. Before we are starting to drive around a lot of other people or a lot of other cars. Packed parking lots used to just drive me crazy. When I first started driving, I was very concerned about how wide my car was. So I would drive in the middle between everyone as much as possible, including the back roads. Didn't want to scratch the car, and I didn't want to scratch anybody else's car. It took me a while to get the hang of how wide my particular car was. But I know how wide it is now. I've gone through several cars since then, and it comes naturally. It's become an instinct that whatever car I'm driving, you pretty quickly pick up, this is how wide it is. I mean, when you think about faith, think about going for a drive and facing oncoming traffic and recognize that the only thing that keeps you from a head-on collision is your agreement with other drivers that yellow or white line, the yellow line down the middle of the highway, down the middle of the street, is going to keep you apart. You've agreed with those other drivers that you're going to stay on your side, and they're going to stay on their side. That's the only thing that's keeping you from a head-on collision. That's faith in someone else, that they are going to do what they are supposed to do. But now we just take it for granted. Now, sure, sometimes people black out or don't pay attention and they weave. And they may weave so far or hit us that there's an accident. They happen all the time. We deal with it, don't we? We don't stop driving. Most of us don't stop driving because there's a possibility for an accident. Some people might, but again, most people don't. No, we instead look at, was there things that I needed to change? Was I doing something wrong? Did I not yield the right of way? But then we hopefully just get the car fixed or whatever, get you fixed, and get back to driving. Because you recognize that that's part of your life. You don't give up on it. So there's going to be things as we move forward and investigate the supernatural realm. There are skills that we need to learn. There are our senses we will need to coordinate within ourselves, just as the eye-hand coordination in the physical is developed by using them. I mean, it's real hard, if you think about it, it's actually really hard to practice driving unless you get behind a car. Even those simulators, it's not the real thing until it's the real thing. But once you start doing it, you get that excitement of accomplishment and knowing that the ability to drive is part of being an adult and part of being responsible, but also gives you freedom and a measure of control that is appropriate to your situation. Nobody would ever say to you, you shouldn't drive yourself to work. You shouldn't know how to drive. Now, I kind of take that back, because there are those who do want to keep you from driving your own car. And we won't get into the politics behind it, but basically they want to be able to tell you where you can live, because they want you to only have access to what they want you to have access to. But most of us rebel against that, don't we? We greatly value that freedom of choice. And so when we look at the realm, the supernatural realm, and what goes on, we're not going to accept the premise that we are not to enjoy it or that it's scary. We are not going to let others define our experience. What God has for you in the supernatural realm, your first experiences, and second and third and fourth, have been crafted and arranged for you. Just as you started out driving, you didn't just go start driving on the highway, go on a cross-country trip. You learned some basics. You learned the rules of the road. Then you went and practiced out in the parking lot, maybe where they had cones. You know, so if you ran over them, no harm done. We do want to pay attention to and think about our attitude, though, about the supernatural realm. I think I shared this story before, but it really struck me. I was in a situation where someone else was telling their friend how their 16, 17-year-old daughter, her birthday was coming up. And actually, we had started out talking about how expensive shoes were. And her daughter had like four pairs of these couple hundred-dollar shoes, and how she wanted another pair. And her mom had told her she wasn't going to get them because she needed to pay back the lawyer that they had to buy to pay for to get her driving record cleared. And so I just, you know, was listening and asked, you know, what did she do if she needed a lawyer for her to clear her driving record at that young of an age? And she was explained how her daughter had been driving, you know, like 35 miles and over the speed limit in a 35 mile an hour zone. And to make sure that her daughter didn't have to suffer any consequences of getting caught, of course, she had been caught and tacked with a big fine and points on her record, and her mom wanted to undo all that. She didn't want her to suffer any consequences for her actions. And she was driving around, had three other teenagers in the car with her. And, of course, they were all playing the radio and talking on the phone. So she had a lot going on while she was driving. And her mother was using that as an excuse. Now, I suspect that my reaction caught her by surprise and hopefully made her stop and think about what she was doing. It was basically, well, let me know when she's on the road, and I'll stay off of it. And make sure, you know, don't let her come over in my part of town. She's a danger. And for that parent to think that there was any excuse for that behavior, and for her then to undo the circumstances, undo the consequences, was not doing her any good. You know, that the consequences next time might be lives. Fortunately, we have much better supervisors. Our supervisor, your driving instructor, your parent, your father is going to do a much better job of making sure you are well trained, you are prepared. You will understand what's going on. He will give you wisdom and the skills and whatever you need for whatever he's teaching you, he will provide in one way, shape, or form. Now, sometimes he lets us learn by getting a fender bender or a ticket. But we recognize that our reaction to that is the reaction to getting a ticket in the supernatural realm is to not give up on the supernatural realm. We commit ourselves to what he has for us in the supernatural realm. And we say, Lord, I want to know everything you want me to know. And I want to develop whatever skills are necessary. Now, whether you do that or not, whether you embrace learning about the supernatural realm or not, whether you accept the responsibility and the training or not, you are moving in the supernatural realm right now. You're just not aware of it. And this is so often what's going on is because we are spirit, soul, and body, and our soul dwells in the supernatural realm, it's like being hit in the face or in the back by the invisible man. And things come at us. And because we don't see where they're coming from, we look for someone to blame. It's the devil. You know, it's because of this sin in my life from 35 years ago. It's because I'm a bad person. Or it's because God wants to bless me down the road, so I really have to go through heck now. And none of that's true. It's just we're blind. We're driving blind. God wants us to know what's going on. So think about your commitment and your attitude toward the supernatural. Do you want everything God has for you? Do you want him to sharpen and train your soulical senses? Your spiritual senses are fine. They're perfect. But just take into consideration that your attitude toward these supernatural experiences will determine your perception, your acceptance, and your interpretation of those same supernatural experiences. So if you see them as something that is happening to you versus seeing them as an opportunity to overcome, as a pathway to more freedom, will determine how easily you learn what God wants to teach you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together at 9 o'clock on Saturday. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great rest of the week.